everyone. This is Chris Cahill, broadcasting live from Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles, and that's Skid Row Studios, real radio on the internet. The name of this show is Psychic Every Day, and thank you so much for tuning in tonight. It is a full moon. This is a wild one. This is our first spring full moon. It's Wednesday, March 27th, 2013, and a full moon. And it's a pretty interesting energy. I've really been enjoying it. So I'm coming to you live with another show about all things psychic. I'm a professional psychic, a clairvoyant, and I'm a teacher, I'm a writer, I'm an artist. I do a lot of different stuff, but I work with energy, and this is what I do full time, working with clairvoyance and psychic energies and healing energies and all kinds of different energies. So there. And so tonight's show, I have a different theme for every week. And if you've been listening or following along, you know that we kind of focus on a special every single week. Tonight's special is knowing your value. This is a big deal right now for a lot of people. And a lot of people I work with or talk to or know, myself included, we're working some different pictures about value. What has value? What's your value? How do you see that? And really, value in terms of value and meaning and all of that good stuff. So what I'll be doing in tonight's show is going into that, looking at the spiritual energy, the psychic energy of value and what that is, you know, about having knowing your own value and just different ways we can look at that. I will also be giving readings throughout the show. If you would like to call in during this show, and this is live, from 7 to 8 o'clock tonight, Pacific time. If you'd like to call in at some point and get a reading, the number here is 800-893-9562. And you can call at any point during the show. I will be, giving little mini readings. I'd like to give some value readings tonight, sort of not tell you what your value is, but look at the energy of how you're changing your own pictures of value. So, right now, at this point in our history, in 2013, and in, you know, it's been coming on for a few years, we are in a revolution having to do with value. I see it as a spiritual revolution, a consciousness revolution. I'll bet that what you value today, right now, is very different from some of what you valued a few years back. And the big question about all of this is really, do you see your own value? And how has your value changed, or your picture of your value? If, like so many people are doing right now, you're changing, and if your life has gone through some big changes, you know, some upheavals, perhaps you changed your job, or even your whole entire career or way of working, you might have done that. A lot of people have been moving all that stuff around the past few years. Maybe you were, you know, married, or you changed your marital status, or you moved to another city, or got a new house, or left an old house. Perhaps you changed your whole style of life, how you do things. You might have had some pretty big upheavals and growth over the last few years. So chances are pretty good through all of this that you've had to face the value question. You know, this whole, what is my value? And if I defined myself before based on that job I had and it's no longer there, then how do I see myself now? Or if I finally got to leave that old job I didn't want anymore to go create this career or this vocation, how is my value there? How do I see it? So there's a lot of different ways to look at this, and I'll be going into it pretty, you know, kind of pretty deeply tonight. It does look like I have my first caller, and I would love to start off with a reading. So who's here? What's your name? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Amy.
Amy, hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Diego.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for listening. Have you heard my show before, or is this new for you?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for listening and for calling. Would you like a reading?
I would. This is a good topic for me.
Perfect. Well, let's get into it. Give me a little bit to start with. Something you want me okay. like me to look at.
Well, I guess I'm a new mother, and I am starting, and I'm a little lost in my career, and I've I'm feeling like I don't know what I'm contributing to the world outside of being a mother.
Oh, that's an awesome question. And I'll tell you, I know a number of new mothers, and some of them may have some of similar things, and some may have, you know, other pictures, but it's just a wonderful picture or a question. So, Amy, let me just go in and start to look at the picture. The first thing I see is you, and it's not just when you became a mother, but it looks like that sort of cemented the deal. It wasn't even just being pregnant. It looks like it's once the baby was here and you were, it was real. You know, here's the baby, I'm here. The picture is that you changed you were kind of really forced to change the way you use your energy and how you operate in the world. And it looks like you were happy to do so, but there was an old picture you used to work from that was a much more male picture. Even if that wasn't necessarily what you were trying to do, but it was where you were, you know, we all have both male and female energies. And it looks like it's a time when you had more of your male energy working, and now you're working much more from having your female side, your female energies working. And not just because you wanted to and you chose to, but because you need to. And what I see that you're actually a bigger picture for you underneath it all is that you were kind of operating in that old male picture of your value is determined by what you do. And that's not all male. I'm not trying to diss men here or put male energy down, but there is a picture like that. And it's kind of that whole how we sort of operate. Women have that too. They have their old, you know, there's the defining you by what kind of mother you are. And what I see is you're looking at the mother pictures and saying, well, I'm not sure I really want to be defined by that, even though I am that. I'm trying to create a whole new thing. And I see you trying to create for yourself something that feels comfortable, that fits, you know, that's not, yes, you're the mother, but you're also trying to create a different way of how you see yourself in the world. And this is really the big picture. It is self-image. It's having one of the ways I see you working with this, or to kind of create some healing for yourself, or some to find your answers with this, is to really, it's more about the self-knowledge, self-awareness, knowing who you are. And on the one hand, you've achieved a goal that you really wanted, and it looks like you've achieved more than one. You've many times succeeded with things, but right now this is a goal you really wanted, but you look like you're feeling lost about now where do you put your feet down and do, like, how do you fit back into that old world? And it looks like you don't want to, like, you're trying to create something new. And it's not that you don't want to work in your career or a career, it's that it looks like you just are having a really hard time getting your heart all excited about going back to doing exactly how you were before. It's like a different way of doing things. So you've been a little bit hard on yourself, thinking, what's wrong with me? And there's nothing wrong with you. You just outgrew it. You know, so it's time for some new pictures. You know, and what I mean by that is create some, you know, give yourself some new possibilities. Does that make sense? I mean, I'm not trying to be vague, but I only have a few minutes.
That you nailed it on the head. I was wondering why I was being lost, but I was in the old stuff.
Yeah.
Or feeling lost. Yeah.
You're still in the past time. Yeah, you're in the past time picture. So you might want to do some writing, you know, do some meditating, do some writing, but be honest with yourself about what you really feel. It's really, and I'll be getting into some of that in the show tonight. It's difficult to do anything you don't feel these days. You know, I mean, even if it's something you really know you have to do, like, I don't know, your taxes, you know, it's like, it's hard to pick, you know, build up momentum for that one, but you have to. But then there's other things you can actually change what it is, you know, so that's what I'm looking at, is you have a new identity waiting in the wings, and you have to just go find it and bring it in.
Got it.
Right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
I love that.
Good. Thanks for listening and for calling. I appreciate it. Bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Right on. So, hello again, everybody. Chris Cahill, Psychic Every Day at SkidRowStudios.com. And we're coming to you live tonight with a show about knowing your value. And I'll be giving some more readings throughout the show. And just wanted to say hello to some of the stuff that came up in that last reading. It really is true. It's very, very difficult now to get the energy together, or the nerve, or the gumption or the creative juices or whatever you need, you know, whatever it takes to go and work, try to work back in that old picture. And one of the other things that comes up with that too is that sometimes we put ourselves into pictures where we're trying to find value. Kind of like, if I go do this and I'll achieve this goal or get this degree or do this thing, then I'll really have this picture of my value. Now, on the one hand, that could be true. You could feel really validated that you did that, you achieved that thing. But it's not what determines your value. So I'm going to say that again. Your value's not determined by something outside of you. That's the old picture. That's kind of how we used to agree to being. The new way of doing it is your value being determined really within you. That can't be taken away. And it can't be really decided on by, you know, a committee somewhere. I have another caller, it looks like, that I can give a reading to here. It looks like somebody who's been waiting for a minute or two. Hi there, you're live on the radio.
Hello.
Hi there, who is this?
This is Heiko.
Heiko, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago.
Wonderful, that's my hometown.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good, how are you doing?
Good, good, good.
Good. Well, would you like a reading?
Yes, I would, please, if you don't mind.
Wonderful. Heiko, tell me, what is your, you have a question, or you can see that my special tonight is value.
Values. Well, I am not, I'm not really quite sure what I want to ask you. Basically, I'm just wanting to know what, career-wise, I was hoping you could answer. What do you feel that would be coming up for me in the next 6 months?
Well, first and foremost, I'm going to be looking, not feeling. I'm a clairvoyant. And
okay.
Second of all, I don't predict the future, but I will look at the energy of your career space, because that's actually the bigger, that's actually where your value pictures are. So it's
okay.
Not, this is not about values per se, so much as how you see your own value and how we've often, you know, determined that according to
yes.
what we did or what we made. So,
great.
When I take a look at your career space and just how the energy of that looks
yes.
in terms of this, the first thing I see is a picture of you. It looks like you're standing, the picture is like that you're standing on the side of this busy road and you're not just standing there, but it looks like you're observing all the traffic going by, but there's something you're looking for. And
okay.
it's this picture of you standing and looking like you're trying to, and I see that actually what it looks like is you're waiting for the right time to kind of get in the flow of traffic. And that's the picture. And you've been waiting for, when is it the right time? And I see that one of the things that's happening is you as a being have this, all this stuff you're working on behind the scenes.
Yes.
Not just spiritually, but physically, like in the body. So
okay.
there's all this stuff you've been, because I see a picture of you sort of putting up, it's almost like putting up a sign that says, we'll be back at 3 o'clock, you know, on the shop window.
Yes.
But meanwhile, no, there's still stuff going on in the shop. They're like way back in the back building things.
Right.
And I see that's the picture, is you're way back in the back building things, but you're,
okay.
you don't want it to look like no one's there.
So you've got this, okay.
You know, you've got yourself out in front. And when I look at you kind of getting into the flow, one of the big things I see is you've been trying to get something perfect. And
okay.
the thing you're trying to get perfect looks like it has to do with your skill sets and also some, but I see it's more than that. This is really hugely a value picture. It looks like it has to do with what you've been polishing up, which is this new way of seeing yourself in the world. And it looks like part of what you've been trying to do is be, feel this power or have your own certainty or power about stepping out and being seen more. And it's about not hiding in the back. It's about
okay.
being in the front. It looks like it's about having to do with you being, stepping up and being the front man for something or being the leader on a level where you've been looking at it from the sidelines, waiting for the energy to be right.
Okay.
So what I'm seeing is it not a specific career move, but it looks yeah. like it has to do with how you see yourself doing what you do. It's kind of like
what?
The role you're going to play.
Okay.
And it looks like
my approach is what you're saying.
Your approach, but also how you see yourself. That's clairvoyance, by the way. That's actually the most powerful form of clairvoyance, is you seeing yourself clearly. And okay. That's the picture. That's the place you're working on a being level. But it also looks like it has to do with you not having to be the one who keeps it together and heals others, more stepping out.
I understand.
And being in the front. And that looks like where you're working. It looks beautiful. Okay.
Thank you, Chris. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome, Heiko. Thanks for listening and for calling. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. And I wish you all the best with your show, and we'll continue listening. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you so much. Thanks
take
for
care.
You. You too. Be well. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye, you too.
Okay, this is Chris Cahill, Psychic Every Day. We are coming to you live from SkidRowStudios.com, and the number here, if you'd like to call in for a reading, is 800-893-9562. Tonight's show, Value, Knowing Yours. So I will be taking some more calls in just a minute, but there's a few things I'd like to touch on here. What I was just getting to before I started taking the calls tonight is the value question. The chances are pretty good that whatever you've been about the past few years, whatever changes you've experienced, whatever you've found yourself going through, or whatever challenges you've faced, you've been running into this question. What's my value now? You know, what am I contributing? What am I worth? All this. And one thing I'd like to mention is that some of the biggest challenges and challengers that you've run into along the way have really helped you with this question. It's kind of neat. Like, look at it this way. If you lost a job, if you were downsized, or if you had to close your business during the economic downturn when the recession hit the fan, or if you chose to change jobs or relocate, you had to redefine yourself. It might have been really scary. It might have been really hard. It might have been really freeing, liberating. Especially if you used to define yourself by that old job or by those roles you played. If you got a boot, you know, the boot from one of those roles, or gave yourself the boot, you changed your way of seeing yourself, your self-image. And you might have just gotten tired of being narrowly defined. You know, if you've been feeling a little squeezed in or too small for how you know, or stuck in a small box when you see yourself as being bigger, then you might have been agreeing to be in that smaller place. And that helped you wake up to see, oh, wait a minute, I want more than this. You know, this isn't the whole story. This is not the whole picture of me. You might have been stressed out about whether you even had value. And you might have also decided to step forward and take a big leap into something you've been wanting to do. Like, perhaps you've just got tired of putting your own desires and needs on hold, or of seeing your value only in the things that you do for others. Now, on the one hand, there's the doing for, the giving, and then on the other hand, there's the giving away. And if it was always about giving away and not getting to really be who you are, then you were, you know, letting your value be defined by that. So there's more, but I'd like to take another call right now. Let's see. Who's here? What's your name, please?
Hi, this is Katie.
Katie?
Yes.
Hi, Katie. Where are you calling from?
Los Angeles.
Why, hello there, Katie. Nice to hear your voice.
Thanks
for listening and for calling in.
Sure.
So would you like a reading?
Yes, please.
What, do you have a question or a place you want me to look, or just give you a little value reading?
I would just love a value reading.
Perfect. So what I'm going to do is just simply create that space, or take a look at the pictures that come up when I see where you're working with value. I see a picture that you started waking up to your value, looks like in the past little while, maybe the past few years.
Yes.
But it looks like what you started doing, because it looks like this, that you were sort of in this nice little, what looks like a really, like a hobbit hole. Did you see The Hobbit?
No.
Well, the whole idea of the Hobbit, you know, the hobbits and the hobbit, little hobbit village and all that, is that everybody's like nice and safe. You know, it's like everything, nothing changes. It's all the same. And that's how we like it. And it's safe. And, you know, that's not, that was obviously not true. I mean, I'm a geek, so I know all those movies and books, but whatever. The point is that the hobbit hole you were in was nice and safe or like a cocoon, but it wasn't one you created. It was, you know, the family one or the picture, you know, from the group. And it looks like you started scraping through. You're curious. So you started looking, you know, scraping at the wall and looking through to see what's outside this. What's outside in the world? You know, I want to go look. And you started really paying more attention. And this is some years ago. But then what happened was you started realizing, oh, wait a minute. Oh, it's even more disturbing than I thought. Oh, it's bigger than I thought. Oh, and it's this you stepping out of some old narrowly defined roles. And so I'm kind of being general. I'm looking like a big picture because you're working big picture. You're not just working little tiny, you know, like what should I have for dinner tomorrow? It's this bigger thing. And what I see you're working on now is I see a picture of you working on the executive. You as the executive. And however you define that or see that, but it's you stepping up on a level to be at that, in that leadership or that executive role. And I'm not talking about being responsible for a whole group of people. I'm talking about you bringing forth that ability, you know, your ideas, your the way you see you'd like something to change or grow. And it's kind of scary to do that or to want to do that because then you have to sort of back it up with action. So I see part of what you're working on now is the value of how you see your ideas, your pictures in the marketplace or in the on the planet. So there's a great big value picture you're working. And then there's also the smaller one, which isn't small at all. It's the one within you. It's actually huge. And it has to do with how you see your value in the group. Does that make sense to you? Like where you're not defined by how the group sees value or what the group values, but that you get to go find your pictures and create them. So this is really a lot about you stepping away from what has been deemed appropriate or, you know, making sense or the right thing to do or however that goes. I'm actually going to do a whole show about making sense in a couple of weeks called Stop Making Sense. And that's what I'm going to tell you. You don't have to make sense. So that's part of this is when you start to work with these deeper levels of redefining how you are and how you see yourself, it's not up to anybody else. And that's what this picture looks like, is that you're going for something bigger, but it's bigger than you right now and you don't know what it is. And that's okay.
Right.
Yeah, it's all right. One thing I would say is, as a next step for you, kind of like a helpful next step, start really listening to your own intuition. Listen to your own gut. Listen to your own heart. Like, listen to what you're telling yourself. Everything you really want and that you love and that you're attracted to and that's just interesting, even if it makes no sense, start paying attention to that. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. I love your show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that you listen to it. Makes me happy.
Okay.
Be well.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
All right. We are continuing. So again, this is Psychic Every Day, Chris Cahill on Skid Row Studios. You know, there are many other ways to look at value and what we value in the world. So I'm kind of really focusing tonight on spiritual value, how you value yourself, how you see that, and what's changing in value and meaning for you. But here's kind of the bigger picture of how I see it anyway, how a psychic looks at some of this stuff, you know, the way we're evolving right now. The consumer culture has taught us all to value money and the things it can buy. Now, yeah, it's good to have money, and this is not an anti-money rant. And it's fun to, you know, it's good to be able to go pay your bills and buy food and, you know, take a trip and do all these things you want to do. But it can get pretty easy sometimes to get sort of trapped in the, well, in the trap of working really hard just to make the money to buy the stuff. So when the economy was doing really well years ago, that's what people did. Everyone's like, oh, great, I've got a great paying job and I'm going to go make this money and go live the American dream and buy all this stuff and have this great lifestyle and, you know, all this, whatever. And of course, we know where that is right now. And the thing that I saw is the greatest healing for all of us was the economy hitting the fan a few years ago. Because as soon as it did, and people were losing jobs and they were losing money, and I don't want anyone to be, you know, running around suffering. I'm not happy about that. But they started having to change their pictures. Everybody was. You know, kind of like, what happens when a downward spiraling economy turns the consumer culture on its ear so that it becomes more of a consciousness? Everyone becomes more conscious. Not, you know, not every single person, but a lot of them, a lot of people. And what we value as people, as a group, as a culture changes. That's what's happening. What we value together, that's changing. You're seeing a lot more community, a lot more, you know, people helping each other, a lot more things like, oh gosh, people growing more of their own food or paying attention to what's poisons are being pumped into our water and air and all the rest of it. You know, the stuff that's been pretty much people have been doing for a long time, but it's getting bigger. That's because people are changing what they value. It's getting more real that we actually do need to pay attention to that stuff. So as a result of all of this, people are changing how they value themselves and how they value their relationships and their friendships and so on. But when it comes down to what really has value in your life, that's up to you. You're the one who gets to decide for you what's real, what has value, and what value you have. That's a big deal. I have another caller. Love to take another reading right now. And hi there. You're live. What's your name?
Hi, Chris. This is Pandora from Chicago.
Wait, hello there, Pandora from Chicago. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, good to hear yours, too. Been enjoying the show tonight, definitely.
Well, thanks. Thanks so much for listening and for calling in. I appreciate it. Definitely. Well, would you like a reading?
Absolutely.
Tell me, do you have a particular question, a way you want me to look at this?
I would like you to look at it from more of a career view for me, because I have a main career and then I have a secondary more that I'm more focused on, more passionate about career path.
Beautiful. And would that be your music?
It is.
Yeah. And I know about this, just to note to people listening, I know Pandora. I haven't talked to you in ages, years and years.
It has been a long time.
Long time. But let's see. I'm going to take a look at the value pictures and all of this, just what comes up. And one thing I see, the first thing I see is a picture of you. You're doing, it's a funny picture. It opens up with you looking like you're kind of in Egypt on an archaeological dig.
Mm.
And that's the picture is you're, and I'm not suggesting you go be an archaeologist. This is just a picture of you digging up the past. And I see you brushing away all this sand that might be really beautiful looking. You know how sand can look really, really pretty, but when it's in your, you know, when it's in your food or you're breathing it in or it's in your space, it's gritty. It's not very comfortable. And that looks like what you're doing is you're moving out some old gritty, uncomfortable energy from this space. And the space looks like it has to do with, and I see it's like something has been buried that was buried a long, long time ago, maybe even lifetimes ago, but that you're bringing back. I mean, I'm looking at it mostly from this lifetime, but I do see that this is really ancient for you. It's some very, very old energy. And it's not bad energy. It looks like it has to do with an ability and your own, like a deeper level of you. You're bringing back something. And I see it as power. And the power is not power over others or the power to change anybody else's world so much. I mean, we know we influence each other and certainly help each other change, but it's not about being responsible for that. And I see it has more to do with you. Though I'm looking at career, I'm seeing it as there's something in how you define yourself and your relationship to power that is behind this. So on the one hand, I mean, I don't see you having problems with others who have power and that you have also exercised power in your life and not been, you've not abused it. But what I see is that there's been this tendency, at least this is the picture, to kind of, there's power or a platform or a way to star or to step up, and you've kind of shied back and let someone else go first. And I'm saying that that's actually something to reconsider in how you do that. You know, look at it, maybe start to be honest with yourself about, are there times when you've pulled back, not really stepping up, or maybe, you know, shining yourself to a certain degree, but kind of not really letting yourself be as seen as you could. And that's part of this. It looks like it has to do with your spiritual power and your own, how you see yourself with power, your own personal power in the world. And that looks like, it looks like when you're working on the career thing, because the career thing also looks like it's about making the money and setting up the business. I keep seeing you wanting to have your own business, you know, however that is, like something where you're, maybe you already do, but kind of like stepping up and really creating something that can be really big on some level. And this is you having the power without necessarily having to go and solve everything for everybody or be caught up in everyone else's problems. It's about your vision. And you have a really great vision. It's a pretty, really wonderful, you know, vision on many, many levels. So this looks like it's you kind of reconfiguring within your own space what all this means to you and what makes it real for you. And so it's a big picture. It's not just some tiny little, you know, well, next week, go buy a red car. You know, I'm kidding, but you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah, I do. I know what you mean.
Yeah. This is a new level of you getting to know yourself and starting to look at some of these pictures for yourself. And not from a judging it good or bad, but what is your relationship with power? Because that has to do with your value. So again, it's not about having power over others. It's the within.
Very interesting, and exactly what I'm going through.
Excellent.
Yeah. Perfect.
You're not, you know, you don't need to take orders.
Right. Yeah, I definitely don't. And I have one business now, but yes, there's always ideas. Mm-hmm. But this makes me open myself up a little bit more to those visions and trying to get there faster.
It looks like it's like a bigger level of stepping up rather than letting the stuff you create or what you do in your business be the thing that you hide behind. Looks like it's time for a little bit more of you in there.
Very interesting.
Good luck. Awesome. That sounds awesome. Fabulous.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for listening and for calling. Have a good night.
You too, Chris. Take
care. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. All right. So just letting everybody know, this is Chris Cahill live on Psychic Everyday Radio, or Psychic Everyday is the show. And I'm at Skid Row Studios, which you can find at skidrowstudios.com. And this is Real Radio on the internet. Letting you know, too, that this show happens every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific time, 7 to 8 Pacific time every week. And I do readings during the shows, and I have a different theme every week. You can also find this show in the archives at skidrowstudios.com. And you can also find this on iTunes as a podcast. So you can go to iTunes and do a search for Psychic Every Day, and you can subscribe to my podcast for free. And if you are so inclined, please leave me a review, because it's always nice to have those. And so there. You can also find me at chriscahill.com. Also, I have a blog, psychiceveryday.com. And I have meditations and classes and all kinds of information about what I do on those sites. All right, back to the show. Tonight's show, again, is about value. And there's a couple little points I'd like to make, and then I will be giving another reading or two here tonight. Remember, if you value happiness for yourself, and that's kind of what, you know, people are looking for now, valuing not just themselves, but valuing the experience of being happy, of having a fun life, of doing meaningful work or creating something that just really feels good to be doing every day. It's really hard to go and spend a lot of your energy every day doing something you hate. And I know people do. We've all been there. But when you're starting to work for on the value picture, you know, as in valuing yourself or valuing your how you create in the world, it makes it a much easier to go create something that really you also have value for. So if you value happiness for yourself, make sure you can also value it for everyone else. Now, this is what I'm talking about in terms of, you know, some of the stuff I got into earlier, how we see our earth, our food supply, each other. But also, look at how right now in this country, we're in the middle of a debate about whether we value human rights in terms of everyone having the right to marry who they love. So there, that is value. I value that. I want everybody to have that. And you may or may not agree, but look at it. If you're valuing you or working on valuing you, it's important to value what others are working on too. Doesn't mean you're responsible for making it happen for them, but you can put your voice in. So on to my next caller. Looks like I have another one here.
Hello?
Hi, you're live. What's your name?
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Good. Who's this?
My name is Brandon.
So, Brandon, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Muskogee, Oklahoma, a small country town, middle of nowhere.
Right on. That's great. Excellent. You know, right, I'm sure so, you know the song, Okie from Muskogee.
I don't know who the artist is, but I'm singing along right now in my head.
Yeah, I know that one. So what can I do for you? Would you like a reading?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so I'm 21 years old, veteran at the moment, recently divorced and everything, parents divorced right at the same time. I'm a starving blues musician, honestly. Like,
excellent.
I jam out 5 days a week with different various groups, about 40 different people. They're all like 20 years older than me.
That's great.
Yeah, it's an odd situation, but, you know, I'm happy with it and I cherish it. I get to smoke whenever I want, so that's a blessing right there.
Well, what's your question? What can I do for you?
My question is, I don't know, like, how can I don't know, how could you help me out? Like, what insight could I cherish?
Okay, I have to first of all tell you, one of my very best friends is a 65-year-old blues musician who started playing when he was a greaser kid back when he was like 18. And
oh, that's wonderful.
It was excellent. He's traveled with a lot of big people. So, and I think about him a lot because he's just a brilliant guy. But the stories he's told, you know, to us over the years, and that's the picture. And I'm not trying to compare you to him, but what I see is absolutely that diehard passion you have for what you're doing. And first and foremost, I don't think there's anything I can teach you about that at all. And I'm not even going to try because you already have it. And you've already got it. Like, you value the spirit. You value the spirit
absolutely.
Of music. You see
absolutely.
The healing
like
in that.
On the spirit. I feel like an old soul. And it's,
well, you are.
You know, it's frustrating, you know?
Well, it looks like you may. I mean, I'm not trying to put down where you're living, but you may want to.
No, be honest with me, please.
Yeah, yeah. Looks like you may want to get the heck out of there. And
where
I mean
I'm
that
from?
In. Yes. Like, go.
I tell myself that every single day.
Here's a few suggestions
like,
for you. Austin, Chicago. Maybe not Los Angeles, although you could. I mean, I like it out here, but I'm not sure how good it is for what you're doing. But go to a music town. Figure it out. Go, you
a
know, I hate.
Town.
Yeah, go someplace where
New
you.
Orleans.
Well, there's one. That's a great place. Absolutely. But I mean, the
dream,
reason I'm saying
you
this
know.
Is you what you'll find is that when you're, even though, yes, you do get to jam out with a lot of people, and that's very, very good, and, you know, of different ages and different experiences, what I'm looking at is what you're wanting to do is go completely immerse yourself in the life of it, like just going to be it. And you already value that. But what I'm saying is, like, if you get caught up, there's a picture here of you standing on the highway, sort of sticking your thumb out, thumbing. Not that you would necessarily do that, but that's the picture. Is let me just
so
get
weird.
Me out of here. I want to go.
I'm like the biggest loner ever.
Well, yeah, and also because you travel light, and that's important. You know, so if you're able to travel light and you can go, it's that passion and that drive that you have. As long as you're watching out for yourself and taking care of yourself, but it's that passion and drive that will help you get to where you want to be. I mean, I would just make the suggestion that it doesn't take a psychic to make, but I'm going to do it anyway. Be around the life of it. You know, the life of musicians. Be in it. That's a full-on
absolutely.
Commitment. That's like fully you jumping in. You're the right age. You're absolutely young enough to go do this. You don't, your commitments or your ties have been changed. You know, you kind of have freed yourself from a lot of things, and that can be good or bad, but you know, it looks like it's you freeing yourself to be able to go take some steps.
Absolutely. I'm trying to. Weird stuff happened. Like, I went into a psych ward right before I went out of the military. I was washing my face in the mirror, and I saw my past life, and I was a blues musician, and I was happy, and I wasn't in a happy situation whatsoever, and I wasn't happy with my life, and I was like, you know, if that's my spirit from a different life and he was happy, I want to go be the same thing.
You want to have that
I
again.
Cherish yeah. Internet. Yes, absolutely.
Well, one thing that'll help you too, find ways to keep yourself grounded. And by grounded, I mean to keep yourself safe, to keep yourself feeling spiritually safe. Because you're really sensitive to energy. It's not being weak, but it's being open. And if you can find ways to start to make it easier for you to be safe in your body, then it'll be harder for you to get knocked over by anything that might, really take over or make you feel like you're freaking out a little. You're Absolutely. Sensitive to energy. You're very creative, but you work
I'm
in a
very
pretty,
emotional person. Yeah.
Well, nothing wrong with that, but you're at all, and you need that to be a musician. Absolutely. So might want to study some meditation or get some techniques or get some, some ways, some tools to help you that involve you staying, in the body and not high, because that'll help.
Yeah.
And then that's going to help you when you want to be working at the end that really, because, for any artist, it's a sensitive place to be working. You know, people as when they're working in their own art fields are opening up. There's a bringing something else in. There's a allowing you to become yourself to become. So do wait, do things that'll help you feel safe so you can do that. And that just might mean, sitting and learning who you are. It's great.
I need to, yeah.
I wish you the best.
Be more of an individual. Thank you very much.
Well, yeah, just have your space. You're just getting started. And I say, go for it. Looks great.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. Good luck.
And Bye. You have a great night.
Oh, thank you. Bye. Hey, everybody. This is the show Psychic Every Day at SkidRowStudios.com. And I've been giving readings all night and talking about knowing your value. And I have a few things I'd like to talk about with this topic tonight, a few more little notes. And again, if you'd like a reading too, the number here is 800-893-9562. So a few notes about how to create value for yourself. I've actually wrote this whole piece. I write a lot about energies and, different kinds of topics having to do with, value, energy healing, meditation, being psychic, all this stuff. On my blog, Psychic Every Day, has a lot of this stuff on it. So there's a piece I wrote called Happiness is Knowing That You Have Value. And I really do see it that way. If you know your own value, if you're aware of what you're good at, or, if you just see yourself as being a valuable person just for existing, you don't have to wait for anybody else to try to convince you that you're smart or that you have value or that you are contributing in some way. You just know it. You just feel it within you. You know that whatever it is you're doing or what you're bringing to the table, it's coming from you. And that has value. Nobody else can do what you can do. No one else could bring the same thing because you are one of a kind. You're unique. So here's a few ways to help you remember that you have value, especially when you're going through those times where you've forgotten or you're just feeling challenged, like, what am I doing? What am I contributing? First of all, notice, who do you hang out with? Do you spend time with people who feel valued and also who value you? So if you're always hanging around with people who are really invalidated or kind of, not feeling good and you're always trying to heal them, sometimes that stuff is going to rub off on you. And I'm not saying be mean to them or ignore them, but maybe you don't need to try to convince them that they have value. Maybe you just, let them figure it out. And if you're around people who don't see you or see your value, it can be a very lonely place to be. I've given, I can't even count the number of readings I've given to people who are unique individuals. They kind of don't fit into their family. They might be the only one who's a little bit different, or maybe they're the artist, or maybe they're the spiritual person. Maybe they have different ways of seeing things, or maybe they just don't match to everyone else. They have a different way of being. And it's not that they're great and everybody else is bad. It's just that maybe they just don't fit in. And sometimes that can be a lonely place to be, especially if you feel like the odd person out. And it can be worse if others are always trying to make you wrong because somehow you don't fit in. So look and see, who do you hang out with? Have you been hanging out with people like the Debbie Downers and the Eeyores and people who really want to, who kind of suck your energy? Or are you hanging out with people who are positive, who are doing their own work, who are, you know, growing and changing and having a good attitude about life? They don't have to be perfect. We all get to complain about things, believe me. Sarcasm has a real purpose out there, I'll tell you. But if it's something that that's always what's happening, then it's hard. You're going to find it difficult to find value in a group like that. Then this one goes along with that. Spend time with yourself. So get to know you. You know, spend time alone doing something that's just for you. Meditate, go for a walk, read a book, make something, learn to play the guitar, you know, turn on some music and dance. Get to know yourself because you're pretty fascinating. And once you get to know yourself, you're never going to be lonely another day in your life. I'm not kidding. Because all of a sudden you'll realize how interesting it is inside of you. And if you've been afraid to be alone, if you keep looking for your value in others out there, or you keep giving up your space to everything else happening outside of you, you won't really get to know the joy of knowing what's really happening in you. Now, here's a good one. This is an important one. Learn to say no. So you can say no to those who want to pollute your environment with their negativity and punishment. That's a good one. Stop allowing people to put you down. If you have a nasty boss, that's a rough thing to have. It can be really hard to tell the person who's writing your paycheck, stop, you know, treating me like I'm an idiot. But on the other hand, and this is not me blaming you, sometimes you might put yourself in situations where people do behave a certain way toward you because that has been the agreement you've had within yourself. Your picture of your own value allowed that to come in. Maybe it's something you grew up with, or maybe you didn't know how to tell people to not be that way. So this is you learning to say no and really saying no to the things you don't want, that don't work for you. And that's a really a big yes to yourself. And so that continues with then stop doing all of that to you. Don't put yourself down. You know, you can kind of look and see, do I talk to myself in that way too? Is that where maybe all this is reflecting what you are talking to or how you are communicating with yourself? You might be getting that coming in from others. And remember too, every choice you make, you're always showing other people how you want to be treated. You teach others how you want to be treated with how you treat you. It's kind of a big deal. A lot of this is. And then continuing along those lines, then you can also start speaking kindly and in a validating way to yourself and to your body. So that's something to reprogram within you. And by reprogramming, I mean, you know, relearn. Teach yourself. Okay, you know what? Even if I really don't know what the hell I'm doing, I'm going to act as if I am the smartest person and I know everything. Now, I don't mean that in a foolish way where you can't learn anything, but it's more about, here, take a step forward and really be kind to yourself. Give yourself, you know, all kinds of good affirmations maybe, or just start saying nice things to you. Kind of like you would to a good friend. how you'd really give a good friend of yours validating comments. You'd say nice things to them, compliment them. Do it for you. And here's one that I'll finish with this little round of suggestions. Another way to create value within yourself. Be honest with yourself. Are you doing work that validates you? And whether that is, you know, your work out in the world, that you, your job you work at, it could be your vocation, your passion, your business, your art, maybe all those things are combined into one thing. Be honest with yourself. Is your relationship validating? And that's important. And are your relationships with others validating for you? And I kind of went into that a little bit already with who do you spend time with? Do you blame others for how you feel and what you have? So all of this stuff, when you start to look at value, you start to change what it is that value means to you and how you create it within yourself. I have time for one mini little call, and it looks like I may have this. We may get to you just in time. So that person who's here waiting, we're about to get you up into the lineup. I'm going to probably sign off with that call and a couple other things. But what I want to say is this. In terms of value, when you know that you have value, just by being you, your life will flow in an easier way for you. Really, if you know yourself and you love what you know, if you love all of it, even the rough bits, it'll be easier to create a positive self-image. It'll be easier for you to really be able to create the kind of life you want. And that's really a wonderful place to be working. Looks like I will not have time for this call. So sorry, if you're waiting for a call, we won't be able to get to you. But I thank you for that. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. For this show has just been really fun to do. I've been loving doing my radio show here at Skid Row Studios. And this is real radio on the internet. You can find us at skidrowstudios.com. And again, I'm here every Wednesday from 7 to 8 o'clock Pacific Time, PM. This is Chris Cahill with Psychic Every Day. And just some little ending sign-off notes here. We got a couple more minutes. I want to thank you, Skid Row Studios, also Mindy and Jeremy and everybody here who worked so hard to make everything work beautifully here. Thank you all. And I want to mention again, you can please go visit iTunes. Go find, you know, Psychic Every Day, the podcast on iTunes. Subscribe to it. It's a free subscription and you'll get a show every week. And if you can't listen to me live every week, you'll still get the show. If you do show up live during the week and or when I do the show, call up and get a reading. You can also leave me a review if you would at iTunes. I always thank you for that. And I also want to mention that this coming Sunday, I have a live teleseminar meditation, and it's from 10 to 11 o'clock in the morning Pacific time. You can find the information at my website, chriscahill.com. But I've been doing, almost 2 years now, something called the Sunday Meditation Teleseminar. And it's an hour-long live guided meditation every Sunday morning. It's $10. You can sign up at the website. And this week, the theme is spiritual freedom. Now, if you can't make the meditation live, you can always just buy the recording because I record every one. And if you can't, you know, if you just want to buy it afterward, it'll be available. It'll be in my store. And there, I do have a storefront at both my sites with all these meditations and all the rest of it. But anyway, thank you so much again for being here tonight. Just to let you know too, that a couple more thank yous, the outgoing and incoming music, or my opening music and closing music, I should say, is by a friend, Amadeus Baj. Amadeus, thank you so much for the use of your music. And I'll be back next week with a show. Oh gosh, I think I am going to do it next week. I'm going to do a show next week called Stop Making Sense. So that'll be a lot of fun. Okay. Thank you everybody and have a good week.